And that's Matt Heaton with Toddler Billy Riot with Down by the Bay and Kick Off the Covers. And he'll be doing a show with the entire band at Passim's this Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just perfect for your own toddler. Prior to that, we heard Burning Bridget Cleary with Bill Oha's Waltz from These Are the Days. And we started off with the Peat Bog Fairies doing Spiders from a Black House in honor of a fellow who ran a long-standing Kaylee that the band loved. It is 9 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And we are going to ask Lady Moon to transition us into Between the Worlds with Fear Abata.
How oft I wander the highest hilltop and scan the ocean, thy boat to see. Wilt come tonight, love? Wilt come tomorrow? Or ever come, love, to comfort me? Fair Avata, Shnohoro Eo, Fair Avata, Shnohoro. Thou art my dream, yet through the long night and at the dawning I call thy name. Fair Avata, Shnohoro Eo, Fair Avata, Shnohoro. Shnohoro Eo, Fair Avata, Shnohoro Eo.
And that was Fierabata, or The Boatman, from Lady Moon and their album Fairy's Love Song. It's 9:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we're going to hear a trio of poems from Kate Chadbourne and her new album, Songs of the Poet. And she is appearing in a concert with Ginger Ibex this coming Saturday at 7:30 at the Arts at the Armory Cafe.
Too high to pluck, my heart must swing. A fruit no bee shall suck, no wasp shall sting. If on some night of cold it falls to ground, in apple leaves of gold I'll wrap it round. Spice and salt in a carven silver cup in a deep vault. Whoa. I must eat core and rind of that same fruit. Before my heart is dust at the end of all, eat it I must, though it were bitter gall. But I shall keep it sweet by some strange art. Beneath warm feathers, something cautioned frost. But each wild breast stiffened at remembered ice. Something told the wild geese it was time to fly. Summer sun was on their wings, winter in their cry. time to go. Though the fields lay golden, something whispered snow. Something told the wild geese it was time to fly. Summer sun was on their wings, winter in their cry. Oh, 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 oh,
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Good morning. We heard Ginger Ibex doing Variation on Snow Ghosts from their album Firefly. And before that, three poems that Kate Chadbourne sent to Original Music by her. A Valentine. By Eleanor Wiley, Something Told the Wild Geese by Rachel Field, and Across the Door by Patrick Collum. And she'll be performing those and other pieces this coming Saturday, and Ginger Ibex will also be performing at the Arts at the Armory Cafe at 7:30. And tickets are available. Should be a great, great show. And I certainly look forward to more poems being performed that didn't necessarily make the final cut on the record. Well, for those of you in the know, you know what tonight is, but just in case, we'll remind you.
There was a lad was born in Kyle, but what in a day, oh what in a style, I did it's hardly worth the while to be say nice way Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. Her monarch's him was here betane, was 25 days begun, was then a blast o' January wind blew Hansel in on Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. The gossip he kept in his loof, quo show wha lives will see the proof, this Wally boy will be nae coof, I think we'll ca' him Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. He'll hae misfortunes great and small, but I a heart to bend them all. He'll be a credit to us a', we'll a' be proud o' Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. But sure as 3 times 3 mac 9, I see by ilka score and line, this chap will dearly like her kind, so lease me on thee, Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin was a roving boy, rantin' Robin. Yet faith will show that ye got the bonny lasses lie apart. At 24 ye may hae war, so blessings on thee, Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin', Robin was a roving boy, rantin', Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin', Robin was a roving boy, rantin', Robin.
And that was Andy M. Stewart with Rantin' Rovin' Robin from Songs of Robert Burns. And January 25th is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul and Burns Night. Ezra Pater of 1694 notes, if the day of St. Paul prove clear, then shall be tide a happy year. If it chance to snow or rain, then shall be dear all kinds of grain. But if high winds shall be aloft, wars shall vex this realm full oft. And if thick mists make dark the sky, both beasts and fowls this year shall die. Well, we're pretty much guaranteed a clear day and a sunny one. And don't think the wind is too high. So, all in all, pretty good. And on this day, in 1759, Robert Burns was born, and Scots everywhere celebrate their national poet's birthday with Burns suppers, whose centerpiece is the famous haggis. And from Burns' Address to a Haggis, fair fa' your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race. Aboon them a' ye take your place, punch, tripe, or therm. Weel are ye worthy of a grace as lang's my arm. Now, to my particular persuasion, I think haggis is an acquired taste, and despite the fact that I am nearing 70 years old, I still have not acquired a taste for haggis. Well, be that as it may, and I forgot to tell you that our calendrical information is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. January the 26th notes, shun winter melancholy at this dark season. Andrew Board's Dietary of Health of 1547 notes, to bedward be you merry, or have merry company about you, so that to bedward no anger nor heaviness, sorrow or pensiveness do trouble or disquiet you. And also in the morning, used to have a fire in your chamber to waste and consume the evil vapors, for the breath of man may putrefy the air within the chamber. When you be in your bed, lie a little while on your left side and sleep on your right side. Let your nightcap be of scarlet, and in your bed lie not too hot or too cold, but in a temperance. January the 27th, do not sleep over long. January the 28th, shoot wildfowl, now coming to the end of their season, employing a stalking horse if necessary. Now, we must tell you that this was written with England in mind, and the hunting laws are definitely different here in this country. So check them out, and also make sure to get a hunting license before you go out. January the 29th, be careful when you cut your fingernails. If you cut nails on a Monday, cut them for health. Cut them on a Tuesday, cut them for wealth. Cut them on Wednesday, cut them for news. Cut them on Thursday, a pair of new shoes. Cut them on Friday, cut them for sorrow. Cut them on Saturday, see your true love tomorrow. But cut them on Sunday, your safety seek, for old Nick'll have you the rest of the week. White specks on the nail presage good fortune, blue specks ill luck. White specks on the thumbnail foreshow honors to come. Specks on the forefingernail foretell riches. The missel or mistletoe thrush, also called the hollycock, the stormcock, or January joy, sings loudly at this season, even or especially in rough and tempestuous weather, which her song is said to presage. January 30th, on this day in 1649, King Charles I was executed at Whitehall. January 31st, protect your lambs against cold and predators. Cook a wildfowl. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, young broom or good pasture thy ewes do require, warm barn and in safety their lambs do desire. Look often well to them for foxes and dogs, for pits and for brambles, for vermin and hogs. And we will return again in February, and next week shall be our Imbolc show. It is 9:32. You're listening to WMFO in Bedford. We're going to hear a few more songs of Robert Burns, and then we're going to segue into Nicholas Ludford. This is from Blue Heron's latest release, music from the Peterhouse Park Books, and they are doing a concert and not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And I understand there are still tickets available. And you definitely, these folks are a New England treasure. Just absolutely gorgeous Renaissance polyphony. Blue Heron. But first, Andy M. Stewart.
Hark the mavis evening song, sound and Cluden's words among, then the falding let us gang, my bonny dearie, call the ewes to the nose, call them whar the heather grows, call them whar the barney rose, my bonny dearie. We'll get in side through the hazel spreading wide, o'er the waves that sweetly glide, to the moon so clearly, caught the ewes to the nose, caught them where the heather grows, caught them where the barney rose, my bonny dearie. Yonder Cluden silent towers, where at moonshine's midnight hours, o'er the dewy bending flowers, fairies dance
să cire. Cada iauste dha nâus, cada mhoar dha heather grows, cada mhoar dha bonny rose, my bonny dine. Fair and lovely as thou art, thou hast on my very heart. I can deep but can he part my body dear. Ca the young stay the nose, ca them who are the heather grows, ca them who are the bonny my bonny dearie.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs its heed, and are that the coward slave we pass him by, we dare be poor for a' that and a' that, our toils obscure and a' that, the rank is but the guinea stamp, the man's the goat for a' that. What though on hamely fair we dine, we're hot and grey and a' that, gay fools their silks and knaves their wine, a man for a' that. For a' that and a' that, their tinsel show and a' that, the honest man though e'er say poor is king o' men for a' that. You see yon Birkie cad a lord wha struts and stares and a' that, though hunters worship at his word, he's but a coup for a' that. For a' that and a' that, he's ribbon star and a' that, the man o' independent mind, he looks and laughs at a' that. A prince can make a belted knight, a marquis duke and a' that, but an honest man's a Benny's might, get faith him on a fa' that. For a' that and a' that, their dignities and a' that, the pithos sense and pride o' war, far higher rank than a' that. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will for a' that, that sense and worth o'er a' the earth shall bear the gree and a' that. For a' that and a' that, it's coming yet for a' that, that man to man the world are, shall brothers be for a' that.
sing our wassail prayer. Some toast and good beer, raised in good cheer, to apple and to pear. Our guns will inspire the fruit of desire, and ale we will share, ale we will share. And the snow is falling, her cloak is laying all over the land, all over the land. On the 1st of May, at the break of day, summer is born. We'll dance a Morris tune with the setting of the moon. We will greet the dawn. The winter we dispel with the sound of Morris bells. So pass the drinking horn. Pass the drinking horn. And the sun is rising, the green man growing all over the land, all over the land. It falls down on quiet county towns. It's hard to believe. Torches they are raised and the bonfires blaze this November Eve. The Pope we defy as fire fills the sky. The prayers they decree, forgotten never be. And the fires are burning, the sky is blazing. Changing all over the land, all over the land.
Good morning. It's 9:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for more great music from WMFO.